are now listening to the Serious Growth Podcast with your host, Leo Costa Jr.
Welcome to Serious Growth Podcast, where the truth is known. And today we are going to be talking to Sanjeev. Is that right?
Yep.
Sanjeev, I'm very impressed. I looked at your bio and I've seen here that everything that you've entered, you've won. So my question is for you is, when did you start training?
It's long back, Leo. Actually, what happened, I was affected with my polio, which made me disabled in the age of 9 years, I guess.
Wow.
So due to the very low physical activity, I gained a lot of weight. So I was very heavyweight. I was around 90 kgs, and to my height, 90 kgs was too much. I was obese.
So you said you're 90 kilos?
Yeah, 90 kilograms I was.
Okay, so that's 180 pounds.
Yeah, 180 pounds. And for 5.2 guys, 180 pounds was too much.
Oh, yeah, so, pretty heavy.
Yeah. So that was the main reason which made me to join this one, gym.
Okay, so you joined a gym in India then?
In India. That time there were very few gyms here. So there were no accessibility, no trainers were available. Only one or two gyms in the town, that.
How about now? Are there more gyms?
It's great. It's great. It's a tremendous change in fitness industry. It's happening industry.
Really?
So yep. It's changed. I joined gym in 15 years back, I guess.
Okay. And so, now, do they have personal trainers now?
Yeah. Now everything is available. Personal trainers are available, and we got all imported equipments. And the supplement industry is growing like anything here.
No kidding.
So everything is tremendous change. The complete scenario is, the complete picture is changed now.
Well, let me ask you this. When you went to, are you, because I think I remember you at the event in Vegas, but I want to make sure, were you walking around with, you have crutches, right?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, now, were you ever in the wheelchair? Because I don't think I saw you in a wheelchair.
No, not wheelchair. I use crutches to walk.
Okay, always.
Yeah.
And so how did you learn how to go into a gym and start weight training? Who taught you?
It was very tough for me that time. There were no trainers and nothing. So I started in this gym. But for first 2-3 years, I didn't get any results. So it was just going on.
Yeah.
So slowly, I started inquiring about this in workouts, diet. Slowly, I used to read the newspapers. Wherever I get a chance, I used to read about this fitness.
Yeah.
So slowly, I got the knowledge. I started reading books and all those things, because that time internet was not like that. Yeah.
See, the thing is you and I learned the same way, because when I started 19, around 1982,
okay,
there was no internet then.
So
you had to go to, did you go to a store to get magazines?
Yep.
Okay, and so you learned that way, and by reading.
That way, slowly, I got the knowledge and I changed myself.
Now, how long did it take you? So when you started, you said that you were obese. So when
I was obese.
Yeah. So how long did it take you to train and to learn all this before you got in shape?
Once I got I started dieting and all those things, I was able to see the difference in me. So I started it took around 1 year, I guess, to put down the weight. From 90 kgs, I came around 60 kgs.
Okay.
Because cardio was not possible to me. I have to rely only on weight training. So I used to do weight training and control the diet. That's all.
So you did no cardio. Is that right? Is that what you're saying?
No. I can't do any cardio.
Here's the thing. Because I've seen people have you ever been to Gold's Gym? Have you been to Gold's Gym? Okay. So you
no.
Is Las Vegas the only place that you've been in the States?
Las Vegas, I didn't go any like Gold Gym.
Okay, because I've seen people at Gold's Gym, they get into a machine and all they're doing is they're using their hands. And they're they're doing cardio. That's what I was asking you. So you didn't do any cardio?
Cardio, no. Like even cardio machines were not there at that time.
Okay. And so then you really had to pay attention to not only your training, but then your nutrition.
Yeah, nutrition and weight training. That was the thing I can do.
So how many days a week do you go to the gym to work?
Almost daily, except Sundays.
Then how long are you actually inside the gym working out?
That time, like I used to work out for 2-3 hours. But now, like I'm doing smart training, so 1-1.5 hours.
Ah, there you go. You know, the thing about that is that when you're first starting, you do a lot more than you need to because you're trying to figure it out, right?
Yeah.
So let me ask you this. Are you, your weight training, does it consist of machines or free weight or both?
Both with machines and free weights.
Okay. How many
sets? Machines was at that time I used to have like here local made. That time.
Oh, is that right?
Like old school one.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay. And how many days? So you said you work out 6 days a week. Like how many times do you train each body part?
Almost 2 times.
Twice a week?
Yeah, twice a week.
Okay. And then as far as your, how many repetitions do you do? What's your strategy?
Repetitions I used to do like 8 to 12, sometime more than 16.
Uh-huh.
For and endurance then, and strength.
And then how many sets would you do?
Four sets it was.
Four sets.
Okay.
And you started this quite a few years ago then. And then you're still doing this 6 days a week.
Sometimes like while gaining, I will do like 5 days.
Okay.
But when near to competition, all those things, again, 6 days per week.
Yeah. So tell me about your nutrition. How did you come up with your plan and what is that plan?
When I like start the nutrition at the time, I don't have any knowledge about calculating this macros and all those things, frankly. So what I did was like what I was eating here, I used to divide the meal into small like portions.
Okay.
That's the only thing I did. Like I used to eat a lot that time when I was obese. I used to eat at a time a lot of rice and all those things. So what I did, I slowly started dividing it portion wise. So instead of 3 meals, I made it 6 meals that time.
Okay.
So that helped me a lot. That time it helped me, but when I got some knowledge, when I started reading, that time I started calculating this macros, protein, fats. So probably I go like while cutting, I will go 0.5 grams of carbs per lb of my body weight, and 2 grams of protein per kg of my body weight, and almost 6 to 1 gram of fat of 1 kg of my body weight.
Okay, so do you...
That are the macros.
Are you still following that same strategy?
Yeah. Sometimes it will differ.
Okay. And does your body weight change much now? Now, in the shows that you're competing in, are you pretty much competing at the same weight?
Yeah. Now I'm like... off-season, I will be like 55 to 56 kgs. And while competition, it will come around like 52 kgs, I guess.
Oh, so you're pretty close to your competition weight then all the time.
Yeah. Keep that body weight there.
Yeah.
And then, the fear is there always.
What's that?
The fear is there always.
Yeah. You're ready to go at all times, aren't you?
Yeah.
So what was the first show that you won? It's one in India, right?
Yeah, it was long back, like first time happened in 2013, I guess.
Okay.
In 2013, it was conducted by IBBF, Indian Bodybuilding Federation.
Okay.
So I went there, I won my like district level title.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, I gone for nationals in that same category. In nationals, I won 5th place in that.
Okay.
So after that, but I saw there like all the bodybuilding world, how they are preparing themselves, like how they are using enhancers and all those things. So I thought it's not my cup of tea. So I came out of that IBBF and I was training in gym regularly.
Okay.
And after that, I got in touch with this INBA.
Okay.
So yeah, here like I thought, chalo, we can do something here because it's natural.
Let me ask you this. The who got a hold of you? Who actually reached out to you? Who saw you?
Shanti Kumar Mite, sir.
Is she a competitor in India?
He was. Competitor from yeah. He's from Taiwan now. He's an immigrant of Taiwan.
Uh-huh.
But he is from India only. So somehow I got in touch with him on social network or something. He suggested me for INBA.
Okay. And then, so at that point, after the first show, then you started competing in the INBA.
Yeah.
Okay. And then what was that next show that you did for the INBA?
Next show was in Manipur, India only. Mm-hmm. It was conducted by Shanti Kumar, sir. So I won their first place.
Okay.
So, chalo, after that, I gone to the South Seoul, South Korea.
Korea. Yeah.
Yeah. There I won first place in the physical challenge category.
Yeah.
And after that, in Bangalore again in India.
Yeah.
No, the last one was here, Vegas.
Yeah. I'm curious to know about Seoul, Korea. Was that a big show?
It was an Asia Pacific level.
It was. How many people did they have there? How many athletes?
I guess something around 180 or 190.
Is that right? Now, is this in the physically challenged?
Physically challenged, I was alone.
Oh, okay. All right. But otherwise, alone. It was a big show.
Yeah.
Were you able to understand people over there? Was there a barrier?
Very tough. The communication is very tough there.
Is that right?
Yeah. First 2 days, I felt very difficult to communicate with them. Even the taxi drivers, nobody knows this English and all those. I used to use my phone to show them all those addresses.
I've traveled over in Eastern Europe way back when, and it was like that. Oh, it was exactly like that. Very hard to. did you have a translator or anything?
I don't have that time translator, but I used to take the visiting card of hotel, and this Google helped me a lot. Google Maps.
Oh, yeah.
That makes a big
difference now, doesn't it? You know, when I was in Bulgaria, and this is 83, 84, and I took a pad of paper because there was no Google back then.
Yeah.
And if there was, I didn't know about it. But anyway, there was no Google. So what I did is I took a pencil and a paper, and I'm not kidding.
Oh my God.
So if they didn't understand me, I would draw a photo or a picture. Like if I was trying to go to a store or, you know what I mean? That's how I did it, because no one knew English there, very little English there. Okay. So when did you become a part of the team? I mean, I'm assuming that, did you go as a team, like when you went to Seoul, Korea, and when you started competing with the INBA, did you start going as a part of an Indian team?
No, Seoul, Korea, like I gone alone. Because here in India, INBA is new. So slowly it's growing. So now they are like people are joining this thing. And I guess in last year only the first Indian team I met in INBA. In Bangalore, after that in Vegas, 2 times.
Okay, so 2 times you've gone as a team.
Yeah, I came as a team.
Okay, and how many people of your team train where you're at? Or do they train just all over?
No, they are in a different part. So here I'm alone.
Okay.
They are in Bangalore, and I'm in Hyderabad.
So how far away are they from you?
It's like 800 kilometers.
Okay. Do you guys communicate with each other? On social media?
On social media.
Do you share?
It helps a lot.
Do you share information as far as training and nutrition?
Not training, but like photos and all those things. And about this competition, dates and all those things.
Okay.
Yeah.
In the gym that you're in, is it a big gym?
It's average one, you can see.
Oh, is that your home gym?
Yeah, I'm in gym only.
Oh, okay. So you don't go to a commercial gym?
No, it's my own gym.
Oh, okay. Your home
gym. Yeah, I
won't. Who's that photo behind you?
It's my image.
Ah. Nice.
Yeah. Okay.
So, when you guys went to Vegas, I'm curious to know. I'm really amazed at that you've been all over the place competing like this. It takes a lot of dedication to do that, you know, and energy to want to do that. When you guys went to Vegas, did you fly by yourselves or did you meet somewhere and fly as a group?
No, we went. I was alone from here and my team came from other places. So we all were like coming like alone only. We met in the hotel only.
Okay. And then when you got to Las Vegas, for example, then who picked you up? Or did you just take an Uber or something? Well, how did you do
that? I took taxi from there, from airport.
Yeah.
Private taxi. I took that private taxi and like I gone to hotel.
Okay.
Nobody was there.
Okay. So you get to you get to Vegas and did you stay at the Rio?
Yeah. Direct I took a taxi and said that lady to take the Rio.
Yeah, I stayed at the Rio as well.
Yeah,
everything anyway, there. Yeah. And then that's where you met the other people from India, is that correct?
Yeah, they're like at hotel we met all of us.
Did they put you guys I'm only asking because it's fascinating to me that you guys all go over there and you meet for the first time. Is that right? Basically first time?
Yeah, it was first time.
Okay. Did they have you guys in the same kind of area as far as rooms are concerned, or you just all met down there when you had to sign up and register?
Yeah, no, rooms were reserved from here only, so all has like different rooms. So after like entering the rooms, we contacted each other and we met in the reception area.
How long were you in the States? Were you here for like a week?
It was like for 5 days I was there.
So did you come in a couple days before the event so your body could acclimate?
Yeah, I came 2 days early, I guess.
Okay. And how many hours does it take to fly from India? How long did it take you to get from India to Vegas?
Total, it was like a 26-hour journey from my place.
36?
26 hours.
26 hours.
Yeah.
Did you stop one or two times?
It was like small halt from Hyderabad to Dubai.
Uh-huh.
For 45 minutes to 1 hour, just to change the plane.
Okay.
So from there again, it was in Los Angeles for 1 hour. After that, Vegas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And did you notice a difference, like how your body looked when you first landed in Vegas? Because I'm sure you were checking your physique, correct? So did it look much different the day that you landed compared to 2 days later?
It will be like I traveled for 26 hours and it was very tough to maintain the diet. I kept request to the airways to give me a healthy diet, all those things.
Okay, so how did you know when to eat? Did you have like a special watch? How did you? Because you're going through this whole thing with time. How did you know?
Yeah.
Did you plan that?
I know. I faced a lot of problem there. I suffered from jet lag also. So first day when I came there and I slept whole night, I was unable to sleep.
I know.
So I slept in the early morning and my alarm, I guess in the sleep, I opened my alarm also. So when I woke up, it was almost like 2 in the afternoon. So I was shocked. Oh my God. I woke up 2 o'clock. And I went running in the reception. I bought something from the shop. I was carrying my whey protein and all those stuff with me. So I took whey protein and all those things.
Yeah,
it was very tough. It was for 2-3 days. It was like hell for me.
No, I can only I did it. I remember doing because I used to I did like I competed in Europe and Belgium, but I also did some posing exhibitions like in Switzerland. And just like you, when I got there, I couldn't sleep when I was supposed to. Then when I went to actually do the guest posing, I wanted to sleep. I was all screwed up. It was all messed up. So how when you actually competed on that day, what time did they have like a prejudge? Did you compete? Was there anybody else in your class in Vegas?
No, like a standing category, I was alone.
Okay.
So there was no any prejudging. They directly like called me on the stage. So even on the competition day was like before that night, I didn't sleep only. Like that only I came on the stage. It was very tough.
Yeah, I can only imagine that. So what did they have you do? Can you explain to the people that are watching this? Did they have like usually there's a category where they do mandatory poses. Mm-hmm. So did you have to do any poses for the judges?
Yeah, I did. Like they have two categories actually for physically challenged guys. They have one wheelchair category and one is standing category.
Okay.
So standing category, they will ask you to pose for like 4 or 5 poses which are comfortable to us. So for me, they asked double biceps.
Uh-huh.
And back with double biceps and lats, side chest pose,
uh-huh.
Few things, triceps, which I can do. They will ask that only, not more than that.
Well, so they have you actually do similar poses that I used to do.
Yeah, same.
Same thing. Okay.
Except that lower one because highs we cannot do.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so abdomen, all those are same.
Well, this may be not a very good question, but I just don't know. Were you born with polio?
I was not born with. Like, till 88 to 9 years, I was fine. But in 80 year, I guess, it affected me.
No kidding. Is it because is it because you weren't vaccinated for that? Or
the time, like, my parents, like, forgot to do or something happened. I don't know what happened. They didn't vaccinate me.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then is there any have you gotten better since this happened to you mm-hmm. with your training? Has it helped you at all that way?
Like for training also, first it was very tough for Leo. So slowly like gaining the experience. First my friends were there to help me out.
Uh-huh.
So they used to like for pull-ups and all those things, they used to help me out. But after slowly gaining the knowledge, experience, and I practice, I modified the exercise as per my ability.
So are you able to, with your, what happened to you with polio, are you able mm-hmm. to strengthen your lower body at all or no?
No, Leo, because my one leg is completely affected, 100% it is affected with polio. And uh-huh. second leg also, it doesn't have like the complete power. It has only 20 to 30% power.
Okay.
So I'm trying to grow the muscles on that leg also, but it's very tough.
Yeah. Very tough. So when this initially happened to you, is it like, are you the same way now that you were when this first happened? Like you haven't improved at all as far as strength is concerned?
Strength, yes. Nothing.
Nothing.
Because you're gone. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So then let me ask you this. Do you help anybody else that is physically challenged?
Yeah, I do. I'm running one YouTube channel also with the title like workouts for physically challenged, all those things. So I'm assuming like at least one, I could help at least one fellow
uh-huh.
who is suffering the same problem like me.
Okay. So you're helping someone. Is he from your area, I assume?
Yeah, I'm working as a trainer also in my gym. So I train people here.
Oh, you do?
Okay. Normal people. Yeah, and physically challenged too. Who has come here? Definitely, I try to help them out.
How big a gym do you have?
It's not so big, but I will show you.
Yeah, show me. Curious.
Yeah.
I want to see some of your equipment.
Yeah.
Hey, who's that guy? Is he one of your clients?
Yeah, all our clients.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, that's a big gym. Holy crap. Not... I thought it was a home gym.
Yeah. It's cardio.
Wow. That is amazing. I thought it was just like a little home gym. This is a big gym.
No, it's big gym. It's commercial gym.
So you own your own business?
Yeah, this is the business.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long have you been in your own business?
I started this gym in 9 years back, actually.
No kidding.
Yeah, 9 years back I started this one, and 3 years back I renovated with all the imported equipment, all and all those things. Before that, it was like a local made, like as I said, the old school.
So, how many clients do you have or members?
Like regular clients will be like nearly 150 to 200 clients.
That's a total that come to your gym?
Yeah, regularly.
Okay, and then if you don't mind me asking, how much do they pay a month? I want to see the difference between
here. Cardio and all those things. Cardio, we have 1300 rupees, Indian rupees per month.
How much?
With cardio, 1300 rupees.
Okay, so what is that in US dollars? Do you know?
US dollars will be around $60 to $70, I guess, per month.
Oh, okay. And that's just to do cardio?
Cardio with strength, total floor.
Okay. And that's with weights too then? Do I hear that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And if somebody is going only for weights, we charge them 1,000 rupees per month.
A little bit less.
A little bit less.
Okay. All right. So you have, and then how many personal training clients do you have?
Right now I'm training like 5 members.
5 members?
Yeah.
And then the rest are then in the gym?
Gym clients.
Beautiful, man. That is awesome. Thank you. I was going to ask you what you do for a living. So you just told me. And then like at your gym, do you have a place where people can make shakes? Protein shakes?
Protein shake here? Yeah, no, they carry themselves.
Okay, but you don't have a place there where they can have they bring their own shakes in. Is that right?
They bring their own shakers, and after completing, they will have that.
Okay, so then does anybody help you run your business? Do you have help?
No, Leo. It's directly our business. So nobody is there.
You do everything in your business.
Yep, everything.
What a beautiful thing that is. I'm amazed.
Thank you.
How do you market and advertise your business? Word of mouth, or do you put something on social media and you tell them?
Like social media is anyhow, it's helping a lot. And we do like give advertisement in newspapers like every 6 months or 1 year like that.
Yeah.
And even this INBA is helping me a lot to run my business.
That's great, man. Yeah. It really is. How many people live in your town?
I guess there are only 1 to 2 lakh people are there. It's a small town.
How many people?
1 to 2 lakh.
What does that mean? Is there like
200,000.
200,000?
Yeah, 200,000.
I guess, is that small in India?
You're too small.
Wow.
Yeah.
In my town where we're at right here, we have 38,000.
Oh, right.
So I'm actually in a smaller town than you are. 200,000 people, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. And
approximately.
And how is your gym? Does it keep growing? Does it keep getting bigger with members, or do you have a certain amount that you can take?
It's growing on. So we are planning to extend the place also. Like it's becoming insufficient.
Yeah.
So we are planning to extend one more floor for cardio. We are going to separate the cardio and functional training and strength training. So we are planning to do that.
You are an entrepreneur, man. You're an amazing guy.
Yeah.
So let me ask you this: do you have a? This is maybe another dumb question. Do you have? Is it all one floor, or do you have upstairs?
It's the single floor right now. That's what we are planning to attach one more floor for this.
Yeah, and is that Is this building different than your house, or do you live at your gym?
It's same. In the down floors is all my house.
Yeah.
And the upstairs is my gym.
The first gym that I went to in Los Angeles. The guy that I met, well, he's a very famous, you probably haven't heard of this guy, or maybe you have because you're kind of young. His name is Vince Gironda. Have you heard of somebody like that? He's called the Iron Guru.
No, Leo, this is the first time.
Okay, so it goes back a ways. And anyway, the guy that worked there, he lived in the upstairs. And he worked, that's what he worked there. But he didn't, so that's interesting. So what are your plans for the future? Are you going to keep getting bigger, or how are you going to keep expanding your business, or are you more interested in just making your business better?
No, I'm planning to go for one more branch, Leo. So even all those things, like everything is ready. So within like 6 or 7 months, we are planning to open one more branch of our gym, which will be like 15 to 20 kilometers away from here.
Okay.
So there will be one more branch, and we are going for a huge branch. It will be like 3 to 4 floors of gym.
Is that
so
right?
So we are planning like one floor will be completely strength.
Yeah.
Second floor will be cardio. And third, we are planning for functional training.
Uh-huh.
And the fourth floor for spa and all those things we are planning.
Oh, man. So, you're gonna be fancy, aren't you? Yeah. Hey, where do you get your equipment made now? Who makes that, and how do they sell it?
This one I bought from an importer. It's named Aerofit here.
Uh-huh.
He imports this equipment from China and Taiwan. And even U.S. equipment also he has, but prices are a little bit high here.
Yeah.
So I bought this one.
I wanted to ask you, do they charge you a lot of money to come? How far is China to ship?
And Taiwan's are fine. It's not like too much like costly.
Because the cost is in the weight. That's why I can't. It doesn't make sense for me to buy any equipment from Europe because of the weight.
Yeah.
But you don't have that issue with China?
No. China and Taiwan are fine.
Uh-huh.
But if you are going for US equipments, they are quite like costly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, do you have anybody from your gym that you're getting ready for a show?
I'm planning to bring like 3 to 4 of my students who are getting ready for next show for INBA.
Do you have anybody there that's training right now? That's
Right now they didn't come. They will come by like a little bit late, I guess.
Oh, okay. What time do you open in the morning?
I work out daily by 7:30 to 9:30. You
open 7:30
a.m. to gym. I will open by 5 a.m.
5 a.m. And so you're there. You're there at 5 a.m. You open your gym. Is that right?
Yeah, I will come here by 5:30 or something like that.
Okay. And then what time is your gym open till? What time do you close?
It's 10 o'clock.
So you're there the whole time?
Whole time I will be here.
Man, I want you to come work for me. We need to go with you. That's a hard question, man. Listen, look, you're an inspiration.
Thank you.
You're an inspiration to a lot of people. And then, so do you think that this year that you're going to send some of the people that you're training in like on a team to India, are they going to go maybe to Vegas or somewhere?
Yeah, I will. I definitely will try to send them, bring them with me.
Are you going to go with them?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to need some help.
Yeah.
Now that you've already made that trip, you can help them with that, right?
Yeah. We will do good with like other team.
Good. Hey, listen, I want to ask you, is there anything that you would like to promote? I do this show, this podcast, and if there's anything that you would like to promote, do you have like any supplements that you sell, or do you do anything online?
Supplements, I don't do, Leo,
no?
But I would like to promote my Instagram. Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, ID? Whatever you want. tell us where we can find you.
It's Sanju14.
Okay.
And yeah, that's the Instagram ID.
Okay, and then of course Instagram is part of Facebook. Is that right?
Yeah, Facebook also. Facebook also same thing. Sanju14@gmail.com.
Okay, and then why don't you tell us where you're going to be competing again? Which show are you going to get ready for?
I saw the INBA calendar. Like it's in Romania.
Uh huh.
So I am planning to do that. So let's see if possible. I will be there for Mr. World.
Okay, I plan on being at that show too.
Oh, great.
Yeah. I'll meet you when you're there. I'm actually going to the one in South Africa in March.
South Africa also.
And then I've been looking at all the shows, and I did see where Romania, and they're also one in Seoul. That's the reason why I asked you that, because the Denny's wife, I talked to her, and she goes, "Oh man, the it's very difficult to communicate. It's I probably won't go to that one. You know, I'll wait and go to Romania. And then after Romania, do you plan on coming out to Vegas?
Yeah, definitely. I would like to come again there. Like, I loved that place a lot.
Hey, will you do me a favor, if you don't mind? Do you have a photo of yourself that you can send to me?
Photo?
A photo, yeah. I'd like a photo. I have a, in my studio that I have, I have one gym left. And it's not as big as yours. It's small. It's all personal. And okay. I have on my wall, I have a bunch of photos of people that I've met. And I would be honored to have your photo signed if you wouldn't mind doing that.
That's great. That's great. I will definitely send it to you.
Perfect. I'll have my assistant will reach out to you. Her name is Kara. And we can figure out how to get that photo to me.
Sure. Sure. Definitely.
Okay. Hey, listen, I really want to thank you for coming on. I learned a lot about you, man. I didn't really expect this.
And, it's my pleasure.
Hopefully, you know that you're an inspiration to a lot of people, and that's the reason why. That's the reason why people come to you and they're at your gym. I can promise you that, right?
Thank you, Leo. Yeah.
Anyway, listen. Until we meet again, I may see you in Romania.
Sure, definitely we'll meet there.
And I'll be looking for your photo. Okay.
Yeah, I will.
Make sure you sign it.
Yeah, I will.
Okay. Okay. Listen, you take good care of yourself. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Till next time.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Serious Growth Podcast. For more episodes like the one you just listened to, subscribe to us on your mobile podcast app and leave us a review. If you'd like to reach out, you can find us online at seriousgrowth.com. Until next time, train smart and train hard.